boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Welcome back. I haven't seen you since last year.
Oh my God. I hated that.
It's true. You were gone on New Year's Eve. Now you're back. You took the whole day off. What were you doing at midnight, the first moment of 2025?
I'll be honest with you. I probably had the lamest New Year's Eve ever, but I loved every second of my lamest New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Ever. I was, for several hours, just cricketing and learning everything about my cricket because I got it for Christmas and I'm still learning, and I think I'll be learning for probably 3 more years because that thing has so many functions on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just playing with it, learning some new things, and honestly building things. I made you a little koozie.
Yes.
I made myself, and I made some other people here some koozies, and I made myself a little beanie as I'm wearing that today.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that, and then I had to keep looking down at my computer like, 10 more minutes, just because I wanted to make sure I got a New Year's Eve.
Just announcing out loud.
Yeah. So then right at midnight, I made sure I kissed neighbor man because we kissed each other last New Year's Eve.
Oh.
So I wanted to repeat that. And then you know what I did? I ate 12 grapes.
Oh, good God. That's for like love, isn't it?
Yeah. Or good luck. You know, he asked me earlier that day. He was like, did you buy those grapes for a reason? I actually didn't. But because I had them, I said,
right.
Why the heck not?
Okay.
So I ate the grapes.
Nice.
So we'll see what happens. Your girl might get married this year.
Oh, gee whiz. Oh, God.
What'd you do?
Well, at midnight, I was in the middle of building a drawer set.
Sexy.
Super exciting. And my boyfriend goes, oh, it's midnight. Gave me a little smooch. Got back to gaming, and I got back to building my drawer set. So I don't know if that's going to bring me good luck. I'm thinking, you know, I'm building a good 2025.
Building a foundation of something.
Yes. I don't know what for.
Building the foundation of a promotion. Building a foundation to a new step of your relationship.
Oh.
Maybe you're getting... I swear to God, if you get engaged, I'm going to be so mad.
Because I built the drawers. That's what you'll be doing next year, if that's the case.
I swear to God, I will be building a dresser next year get engaged.
363 days to find out.
Something I didn't also mention, what we did on New Year's Eve, is that me and Neighbor Man recreated our very first date.
Ah, because it had been 1 year.
Yeah. Our very first date, actually very first time we ever met each other, was on New Year's Eve.
It was the first time you even met
I guess technically we quickly met each other one time.
You were actual neighbors.
Well, yeah, really quick. It was, hi, my name is Neighbor Man. Hi, my name is Destiny. And that was it. It was, and because he was passing off my mail to me.
Got it.
So I guess technically it was our second time, but this was like the real, real time of meeting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on a date. In my opinion, though, it wasn't really a date. I thought we were just hanging out. And then it was about halfway that I realized, wait a minute, I like him.
Oh, and then it turned into a date.
Got it. But we went to Need Pizza our first time when we went on a date. And again, I didn't think it was a date because the first time we were trauma dumping each other.
Mm.
And then halfway after he trauma dumped on me and I trauma dumped on him, and it was over trauma dumping. And it started to become fun.
Oh.
That's when I realized it was detained.
Got it.
So we recreated that. No trauma dumping this time.
I was
going to
say, at this point, do you have anything left?
I did ask him, though. I was like, hey, do we have any trauma to dump on each other?
Oh, good God.
Well, we ordered the exact same pizza, the exact same drinks, and we sat in the exact same spot. Do you think you could do this with your boyfriend?
Trauma dump?
No, recreate your first date.
Yeah, it would just be going to get ice cream at Heinz in North Liberty.
Do you remember the day?
No.
Oh, God.
Not even ballpark.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Nightmare situation is having somebody approach you or get into your DMs with a, hey girly, I think I found your man on a dating app.
dun, dun, dun.
I don't even want. I don't even want to think about that.
No.
That's horrifying. But it happens. And there's a girl who's gone viral with how she dealt with this situation on TikTok. Because I'm like, I don't even know what I would do. I would lose my mind. So this girl's name is Katie Allen. She's 25. She's been with this guy for like a year and a half, it sounds like. And she had a friend from the gym, so somebody she knew casually, I would say, approach her with screenshots of a Hinge profile that was very clearly her guy's. Pictures of him, like, unless somebody was doing a really good fake, it was him, 100%. So she took a look at it, and his profile featured a little dad joke, like in one of those prompts that you can have on there, I guess. And the joke was, what do you call a fake noodle?
I don't know. An imposter.
That's correct.
That is the dumbest thing I've heard, because I caught that on right away. Well, and I'm not good at jokes.
Why is that on your dating profile? Anyways, doesn't really matter. So instead of confronting him, sending him pictures, or being like, oh my God, why are you on Hinge? She opened up her conversation with him. And they had been talking, you know.
She asked him the question.
She ignored all the texts that he originally had said. I don't know what they were talking about. Maybe making plans. Instead, she asked him, what do you call a fake noodle?
Uh-huh.
And he responded, an imposter. And now they are no longer together.
Uh-huh.
So she took that prompt off his Hinge profile to be like,
I know.
You got found out.
You
and
got
now we're
got.
Done. Which I feel, again, I never want this to happen to me, to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get caught up in this, I think it is kind of hilarious to just pull something straight off their profile and be like, wonder where I got this dad joke.
That's good. Otherwise, the only other thing that I think would be just as good is you join Hinge and then try to find him.
And match him.
Or just send him the screenshots and be like, oh, I was scrolling through Hinge and I found this really cute guy. What do you think of him? And it's him.
Or yeah, send a screenshot and say, hey, I found this guy, but I swiped the no way.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Believe it or not, I did leave my house on New Year's Eve. I didn't make it until midnight, but I did leave my house before then.
Nice.
So me and my boyfriend, we were like, we don't really have any plans. We don't care what we do, because last year we stayed in and loved it. It was great. But his parents did extend an invite. Their friends were having a little gathering, and they're like, they extended it to you guys. If you want to stop by, go right ahead. And we're like, well, okay. Yeah, we should do that. So this is a very like adult gathering, right? We have spent New Year's Eves in bars and at house parties. This is a little bit different, a little more mature, if you will. So the people hosting had an amazing house. Like, I can't even explain the architecture, the decorating of the house. Like, it was so beyond anything I can even explain. And I knew.
So they're rich.
Yeah.
Is what you're trying to say.
It was an incredible
not
house.
Not in our tax bracket.
Pulled up and was like, oh, they live in a castle.
Yeah.
Sick. Good for
it's
you
a
guys.
Nice way to put it.
Well, and we kind of knew that.
When you started saying architect, I knew they were rich.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we walked in and they were like telling us, oh, yeah, this staircase is from Spain and the bar came from. I'm like, where am I? Why did I get invited here? I don't know anything.
Just dumb it down. They be rich.
Right. So we got to go in the house.
The
and
only thing I have from Spain is like a bag of chips. I don't know.
Tortilla chips. But it's like that nice of a house where they were like, feel free to wander around. Like, go ahead. Look at anything. Nothing is off limits.
We're like, everything's off limits when you come over to my place.
Oh my God. Okay. Then we'll take a tour of our own. Cause they showed us around some things, but like, yeah, go ahead. The closet may be a little bit of a mess, but look at whatever you want. And we're like, okay, so you got it good. So we did.
That's
we walked
cause
around.
They want to show it off.
What?
They got a bowling alley. Tell me they got a bowling
There's
alley.
There's no bowling alley.
They got a pool inside.
Outside.
Movie theater inside.
Yes.
I freaking knew it.
But I'm like, we are so not the same, because I would never in my life be like, yeah, go ahead, show yourself around.
Uh-huh.
The dresser's from Wayfair.
I got it from Walmart, $1.99.
That's exactly how it would be at my house.
You were just talking about how you went to like a New Year's Eve party at some rich people's house.
Yeah.
And they let you just wander around. They were like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, take a look at whatever you want.
Make yourself at home.
It was nuts.
We could never.
I would never.
Because you know what? At our place, I don't mean I can't speak for you, but I can assume I can, which is there's a lot of places off limits.
Yeah, there's some closets that things get shoved in if anybody's at my house. Mm-hmm. You don't need to look in there.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But here's the thing. I'd love to live that life where I could be like, yeah, wander. Look in that closet.
Yeah.
Look underneath that sink. There's nothing hidden underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is okay to look, but I can't, I don't live like that. Here's the thing. I hosted Christmas just a couple days ago for me and my sisters, and we originally were just going to just, you know, clean some counter spaces because for the most part, the house was actually pretty clean.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do any like deep cleaning. It was all pretty good. But when we just kind of cleaned the like counter spaces and everything, it just kind of got carried away. And next thing I know, I was cleaning the windows.
Oh, I get like that.
Oh my God. Then we were cleaning the baseboards, and just next thing I know, it was like 5 hours later and we cleaned the whole house and it was deep cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Never in my life have I ever had a deep cleaning schedule down. And I would like to have something down. I just don't know what normal people do. Mm. I'm about to be in my 30s and I need to have this figured out. Mm. And I don't know what normies do. So I don't know if you have anything figured out, but here's kind of what
I considered a normie?
Yeah.
That's an honor.
Well, because here's the thing. I keep the house clean. What I normally do is I tidy every night for about 5 minutes. I kind of require myself to like 5 minutes before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Tidy up just some things. And then on Saturdays, I'll clean like, you know, the counters and I'll clean the coffee table and mm-hmm. all that stuff. But I don't do any deep cleaning, which is like cleaning the windows and cleaning baseboards. I don't do any of that really
mm-hmm.
right now, but I would like to figure out a schedule. So do you have like a schedule?
I think kind of not even on purpose. And here was the motivator for me when I moved out of my apartment at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
I'm not gross. Well, that's what a gross person would say.
I was gonna say
first of
that.
All, I'm not gross, okay? No.
Say what every gross person says.
But when you move out of a rental, you realize like
how nasty you are.
Why didn't I like dust off that air vent more often? So I felt
you start seeing where all your hair is at. You're like, I'm disgusting.
The answer is everywhere. So I feel like since then that motivated me like to stay on top of more deep cleaning more regularly so that when we do eventually move out of this place, I don't find 10 pounds of hair caked on to the back of the fridge. So, not
why there?
Again, I'm not gross. So, I feel like now, I obviously, we do like a big pickup once a week where, uh-huh. you know, you vacuum, you do the laundry, you pick up everything and yeah. nothing's on the counter. But now I've kind of gotten into the routine where like I pick one room to really deep clean. So like
okay.
first weekend of the month will maybe be the bathroom where I'm scrubbing the shower, I'm scrubbing the sinks, I'm doing the mirrors. Next week, I still vacuum that area. I still vacuum everywhere.
Uh-huh.
But it'll be the kitchen that I like go crazy ham on. Or one weekend it might be I really go crazy on the baseboard. So I feel like I pick and choose so that I'm probably about on a month rotation of that type of thing. I don't know if that's what normal people do.
It's kind of what I was thinking that I was going to do was pick a bedroom every single month or even like a room or whatever that would be, I deep clean that room. Mm-hmm. But I'll still do the whole house as well, but one room's going to get the deep clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what I was thinking.
I feel like that's the easiest way to stay on top of it unless you want to spend 5 hours again.
No, not really. I don't want to do that ever again.
Okay.
This could be a trick question. I'm not really sure. Tell me if this is what is worse. Daylight savings time.
Mm.
Right? And trying to get your schedule figured out right after.
I still don't.
right after it. Or today. And you're coming back after like a random, you know, a random holiday in the middle of the week.
Okay. I was just saying this, not that like I'm ready for the holidays to be over by any means, because uh-huh. you know, it's the best time of year, you get time off, you get time with family and friends yeah. and stuff, but I'm over the holidays in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. I don't know what mm-hmm. day it is. I don't know how many times today I was like, it's Monday.
Amen. I heard somebody over in the sales area like a couple minutes ago, she's like, I keep thinking today's Monday or Friday. I don't know what day of the week it is.
It feels weird. And then you know what? Next week is going to feel crazy long because we've had these like 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on.
Uh-huh.
Next week is going to be like, oh, is the weekend here yet?
How much you want to bet people are going to fake call out sick next week?
Oh.
Because they can't get through it.
You know what
I'm saying?
I don't blame you. I don't.
I do. You need to work through it.
Or at least they should give naps. Post-holiday naps for the first week back. Come on.
It's like kindergarten?
Yes, exactly.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's looking pretty slick out there.
Looking, or is it really? Because let's talk about what you've been seeing.
Well, it's not currently happening. What I am seeing right now is a big old Penske truck, you know, like a moving looking truck.
Mm-hmm.
Down yonder is having a hard time.
There is a car.
No, that's what I'm just seeing right now.
Oh, right now?
I see wheels spinning.
Okay.
And no movement.
Let's talk about what you've been seeing.
So I hope they're okay. But I did see, and I do not encourage this, by the way. This is not good behavior. Somebody was whipping donuts outside.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't even think he was like on accident.
Well, that's what I thought at first.
Doing it.
I was like, whoa, somebody's like losing control a little bit. Because we got a bit of a hill out here outside of Z1 and 2.9. And then it became clear to me, oh no, he just wanted to do a donut.
He's like, they ain't no cops around here. But you know what? They be coming around this place quite often, actually.
Along with others. Don't do that.
Because I think they know I work.
They're after you?
No, I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't want to
Are you whipping donuts?
No. Maybe.
It's not convincing at all.
No, not at all.
Don't do that. Especially in the middle of the road.
Never.
So we'll see.
Not in parking lots. Not in the road. Never. Just eat them.
I like that. You know
just
what?
Eat them.
Just eat that donut today.
Don't do them. Eat them.
Yes.
The wise words of those girls incorporated.
You're welcome.
This is going to be the first time in many, 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 many years that I'm not going to do a New Year's resolution.
What is the reason for that? Because I'm not going to lie. When you were gone on Tuesday, I replayed some stuff from last year, 2024, I guess, including our resolutions for each other. And you just dogged on me about, you don't want to be a better person if you don't set resolutions.
Here's the thing is I've always set New Year's resolutions for as long as I can remember. And there's always one that I always set, which is to read like a book or two. And then over the last couple of years, it's like been more books. And then it's always been trying to read a book every single month. So at the end of the year, it'd be 12 books. I have failed that the last 3 years, and I definitely didn't even pick up one book in 2024. So clearly, I'm not doing very well when it comes to the New Year's resolution department.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking I need to just kind of go a different avenue. I still want to be a better person. I just think I need to do it differently.
Yeah.
And I want to set goals. Here's the thing, is I have too many goals. So I think the New Year's resolutions is becoming too much.
Okay.
That I need to make it either a vision board or a bingo card.
Okay.
Because I have too many things.
Okay.
I'm getting out of hand.
All right.
But here's the thing. I want to pick your brain on it because I'm a little nervous about doing the vision board only because I think that the type of person I am is I like to check things off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a checklist girl.
Mm-hmm.
At work, I've got like a checklist every day that I check off to make sure I've done everything I need to do before I can leave. And the thing about a vision board for me, it's too clustery.
Yeah.
And so I'm afraid that if I look at that, I'm going to like get discouraged way too quickly. Like, you know, I'm going to look at it and be like, where's all my goals?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the point of like a vision board, I feel like you're supposed to kind of like cluster it all together.
Yeah. Like a collage.
Exactly. So that's why I kind of don't want to do it. So I tried to work on a bingo card.
Oh, you have one.
Yeah. See it in, you kind of see it already. However, the thing about the bingo card is there's a lot of things you got to fill in for this.
Okay. But you were just saying you have all these goals.
Well, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. However, I still need more than that to finish this stupid bingo card.
Yeah. What's a bingo? 5x5?
Oh,
so you
my
got 25
God.
Squares?
Yes. Well, do you want to hear what I have so far?
Sure.
Okay. Well, one is that I want to make sure I start taking my pills every single day because I have like pills like that I need to be taking. Like okay. obviously your vitamins.
Yeah.
I'm also deficient in vitamin D and I really need to be making sure I take that.
Yeah.
So I need to be on top of that because I don't take them every single day.
Okay.
So I want to do that. I want to make sure I do my skincare every day.
Okay.
Because I haven't been doing that every single day. Sometimes right. I do it once every week. Sometimes I do it once every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do that. I've been dying to get my ears pierced. I don't have my ears double pierced. Mm. And I had been saying I was going to do that when I hit my goal weight 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do that.
Okay.
I have that on there. Oh, another thing I want to do is that I got a Cricut, you know, for Christmas, is that I want to do one thing. I want to make something and make a profit off of it.
You want to sell something.
I want to sell one thing.
Okay.
I mean, if I have to sell more than one, that's great, but I want to sell something and make a profit off of it.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. I want to continue cross stitching, but I want to do something that's really huge and like super out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
So that's what I have. I want to go on a road trip with Neighbor Man because I feel like that's a defining thing in your relationship that you need
it's
to do.
It's very important.
And we haven't done it yet, and I feel like that will make or break our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see if we have fights. I have a goal weight I still need to hit, so there's that. I want to get braces.
Mm.
There's that. I need to save money.
That's always a tough one.
Your girl has got to start saving money. And I did put reading on there. I really
okay,
did.
Have you learned nothing?
I haven't, but I did put books on there.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, but really because I needed to fill some space. This bingo card has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I have 14 more spots to fill, Taylor. What the heck am I going to put there? More books, apparently.
Well, yeah, maybe you could separate each book.
Something I've noticed about Neighbor Man that is honestly completely different than really any man I've had in my entire life, and that is he likes to get stuff done.
Mm.
Let me explain. I noticed this at Christmas when we came home from having Christmas at his dad's house, and then we immediately had to go to his mom's house. Of course, you're going to have a lot of stuff
yeah.
you come home with. And in the past, it would just be we'd put that stuff in the living room and it would sit there for 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But when we came home, I was trying to put it away and I didn't say anything. Neighbor Man was right there next to me, helping me find homes for all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Well, fast forward to this weekend, I got a desk and it came in and immediately he's building it for me.
Mm.
No questions asked. And then also we love our security cameras.
Oh my God.
I texted you New Year's Eve. We bought more. Don't ask why, but we did it anyway.
State penitentiary level.
We're moving up to White House.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we bought more and we come home and immediately he's getting the drill out, dude. Mm-hmm. And he's putting them up. And I'm like, this is different than any man that has ever been in my life who would just like, we would buy things and it would sit there for a year and a half before it was finally put up. He is different. He gets stuff done. And that's, I need that in my life because who I am as a person is that when I get something or I buy something, I want to play with it. I want it put together. I want it done immediately or it drives me freaking bonkers, dude.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how you know when you've made it because you start to realize you're on the same like page for things that need to get done quickly. And then maybe the things that you are fine with not happening immediately. Same thing with my boyfriend. There are certain things that we are both cool with, like, I don't know, not doing the dishes immediately after dinner. We're both on the same page about that.
Uh-huh.
However, I am like you, that if I get a new piece of like furniture or like my drawer organizers that I ordered,
they got to be put together.
I want to put it together immediately because I don't like the boxes in my house. And I ordered it. I want to see what it looks like put together.
You want to play with it.
So I actually got bar stools for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I am the builder of the house, by the way. He's not so great at putting together Amazon furniture, but he's supportive of it. And he knew when we got home from my parents and we unloaded everything from my car, we took him out into the basement and he immediately was like, you want me to go grab scissors so we can put these things together? And I'm like, I didn't even have to ask. We spent all day, all Christmas at my parents and you still know that I am not coming upstairs until these things are built.
I don't care how tired I am.
No, we're building them now. I had a moment with my boyfriend over the New Year's break that I was like, you know what? I think we're more similar than I thought we were. Most of the time I'm like, guy, I don't understand guys. guys don't understand us girls. Mm-hmm. But when we were at that holiday New Year's Eve fancy schmancy gathering.
The rich people's house.
We were the outliers. I'll tell you that.
Let's just say it how it is.
We were like obviously socializing with people. I didn't know anybody walking into it except for my boyfriend's parents. And after we were socializing and we were just walking around the house looking at stuff, because that's what you do when people live
trying
in castles.
Trying to see if they had a movie theater and all those fun things.
He said something to me that I never knew he paid attention to. He goes, "Did you notice that woman's ring?" And I said, "What?"
Did he say actually say, "Did you notice that rock?" Or did he say ring? Just because I would have said rock.
I think he said ring.
Oh, when they're big, I always say rock.
I think he said ring. And I just was kind of like taken aback because I didn't know that he ever paid attention to stuff like that ever. Let alone has he ever brought it up to me like, "Whoa, did you see that person's like crazy, crazy wedding ring?" Mm-hmm. So I was almost mad at myself because I was like, no, I didn't notice her ring. How did I let that one slip and he noticed it before me?
I'm disappointed in you. I notice those things like all the time. Doesn't matter your ring size, shape, whatever. I pay attention to those things.
I don't.
I do all the time.
And now I know that he does, so I'm like, oh my God, I need to pay attention because he's clearly looking. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong here? Oh my God, men are just like us and they didn't even know.
Well, I don't know. Are they always looking? That's my question. Like, are you looking even, like, depending on whatever size it could, you know, size, shape, whatever it is, are you always looking at their ring size or the ring or whatever it is? Are you just always looking because you want to know if they're married? Or are you just, like, are you, like, seeing options? Comparing.
I don't know.
Like, I'm curious because I guess I haven't really noticed neighbor man saying anything. There was one time I said something and he goes, "No, I didn't notice." And I'm like, "Well, look at a rock. A rock's huge, dude. I want a rock like that."
I don't know why he was looking. I'm hoping he was taking notes.
That's what I'm saying. I was secretly thinking that, but I didn't want to freak you out. The only reason I think he was noticing is because he's getting prepared.
Well, if that's what we're looking at, then go ahead. Look all you want. So how do I sneakily, kindly ask my boyfriend to have the driveway shoveled by the time I get home?
If I've learned anything, you got to give him a treat.
What?
You got to give him a treat.
I got to bribe him?
I mean, that's the only reason I would do a driveway. You got to bribe me, too.
Well, yeah. To convince me, it would be like...
Yeah.
I'll have.
You told me you're coming home with crumble cookies. I'll have it done in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Shoot. I'll blowtorch it.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. Luckily, we don't have a blowtorch that I know of in my house. So
I don't know. I'm just making that up. But, you know, that would get me to do it.
Okay, I got to come up with something then because this is the first time that we had.
That dude always tells you he wants sushi on Friday. I know because you tell me you're like annoyed that every time you guys order something,
it's... He always wants sushi.
Sushi. Why don't you say you're coming home with sushi tonight, Ivy?
Yeah, but then I gotta go get the sushi and I don't want to do that either.
Okay, well then do you want a dirty, snowy...
No, I would like to be able to get up my driveway.
That's what I thought. And then stop your stupid complaining and go get the freaking sushi, dang it.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to place an order for pickup at 7 o'clock now.
There you go.
That's all I needed to know.
You learned too.
Thank you so much.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My entire For You page right now is stuff about Squid Games Season 2. I finished it last week in like 2 days, I think. And I didn't watch the first season when it first came out and was huge, so I didn't get to be part of like the TikTok theories and spoilers and all of that. I watched it late. So this time around, it's all I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. People's theories about storylines and things you maybe didn't notice. And I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody because I know that you haven't even finished season two. But I have seen some pretty interesting stuff about the casting and even season three. So one of the cast members that I want to talk about is so interesting to me. And I don't think you've met him yet, but you will very shortly because you're only on like episode two or three. But there's a guy who plays a character called Thanos. And
definitely not him. I would remember that name.
You'll know because he has bright purple hair. And in the show, he plays this like dummy rapper, basically. Like okay. He's kind of like a Tool, like frat bro
okay.
type energy. But obviously he's in debt because everybody is in Squid Games. What's interesting, though, is the guy who plays him is actually named Top. And he was a rapper in a K-pop group, which was called Big Bang. I'm not super plugged into the K-pop world, but they were huge over on that side of the world. And he was a rapper in that group. However, he got kicked out because back in 2017, he was guilty of drug charges, which is like a huge deal mm-hmm. in South Korea. Mm-hmm. So he ended up going to jail. He had a 2-year suspension from his mandatory military service. Like he was really like shunned for doing this. So now he's back in Squid Games and some people are really upset about it because they were so mad at him about the drug stuff. And in the show, it's almost like he's kind of playing himself because that character ends up using drugs and he's a rapper in it. And somebody even makes fun of him for forgetting the lyrics, which he did at one point on stage as part of Big Bang. So just know when you meet him that it's like almost completely real.
Wow, that's crazy.
I was like so shook when I read that. Now, everybody's wondering when season three is because I know you haven't ended it. A lot of people are unhappy with the ending of season two.
Oh, no. I didn't want to hear people are unhappy.
You'll decide when you get there. People want more.
I feel like my prediction of what's going to happen is true.
People want more is what I'll say. Like they are ready for season three tomorrow, myself included. Now, the creator of the show, the producer, he's been like really cautious about not doing spoiler alerts and revealing too much. And we knew, he said like a week or two ago, I think on Jimmy Fallon, that season three will be next year and it will be the last season. That's all he's really said.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You got me addicted for that?
I know.
I hate it here.
And even at the end of the show, there's a little bit of a teaser towards season three and it says coming in 2025. Nobody's set a date though.
2025 or 2026?
2025, sorry. So this year. I'm still confused with the calendar. So it's coming out this year now, technically, but nobody knew the exact date. But oopsie, Netflix Korea accidentally put out a date.
Where'd I go to Netflix?
They put a video on YouTube teasing season three, and they put the date June 27th for season three. That quickly got deleted, but people did screenshot that. So who knows? Maybe they'll change it now since that was accidentally published.
Heck yeah.
But you can maybe expect late June for season three to come out. And again, you haven't finished, so you haven't seen at the end of season two, they have a little bit of a spoiler for season three. And they have shown the big red light, green light doll, which returns in season two, is joined by a boy red light, green light doll.
So they both say something?
People are now predicting, now there's no way of proving this until we see it. People think that that there's going to be like a Jack and Jill type game because that's also like big in Korean culture. In elementary schools, they have their own version of it. And people think there's going to be some sort of like race, kind of like red light, green light, but you have to make it up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So that's something to maybe look forward to. It could be completely different, but that's the theory about the boy red light, green light doll that's suddenly appearing.
Interesting.
And that's all I know. So now you need to go home and binge.
Well, now that I know there's a season three, clearly they didn't solve the problem. I know.
I know when you come in upset, that means you finished the show.
Okay.
Because you're not going to be happy.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've noticed something about Neighbor Man that is a little bit of a annoying quirk when it comes to video gaming that I've never noticed before. And the only reason I'm noticing it now because we share a room now because I've got a desk from it cricketing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was gaming yesterday. I was cricketing all day long. That's all we were doing.
It's a lot of time to spend together.
Uh-huh.
Because normally what, you would be like out on the couch just like scrolling on TikTok. Absolutely. Or doing something else?
If he was gaming, that's what I would be doing. TikToking or watching Netflix or something on the couch. Mm-hmm. But now that I've got a Cricket, that's what I'm going to be doing. So he's at his computer, he's video gaming, talking to his buddy, Brandon, and I'm at my desk, I'm cricketing. But here's the thing. My problem is I didn't put AirPods in. That's where I was being stupid. Mm-hmm. I should have put AirPods in, and mm-hmm. I should have been listening to music. But I didn't, because I thought it would have been peaceful, and I could have just been dealing with the conversations. However, the conversations was really nothing. All it was, yeah, dude. I got you, dude. Yeah, dude. You mean to go pick that up, dude? Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, I got it. Yeah, dude. Every 2 seconds was, yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. I was like, at one point, I was so annoyed by it.
Uh-huh.
I turned around and I said, can you pick another word to call him instead of just, yeah, dude. And he's like, what? I'm like, pick, yeah, bro.
He doesn't even know he's doing it.
Yeah, homie. No, he does not. And at one point, I was just making fun of him over at my desk, like making faces, because I knew. I could. At one point, I was being able to predict when he was going to be like, yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. I can't understand why that's irritating.
Yeah, dude, I see that sniper over there. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, I'll come get you. Yeah, dude, I died.
You should start taking a tally, maybe. And then every, like, 20 that he does it, he has to do something
for
you.
Oh, my God. Okay, every time he plays a game, if he says, yeah, dude, I'm going to take a tally. And then he owes me $20 for it. Okay. Okay, maybe not 20, maybe just a dollar.
I was going to say, you're going to be rich. It's hilarious that you spend one full day in the same room as your gaming neighbor man.
Mm-hmm.
And you already know his go-to phrase, I guess.
Yeah, dude. And now you're just as annoyed as I am.
I don't like it, I'll tell you that much.
Same girl.
Luckily enough, I feel like I never hear my boyfriend gaming. He asks all the time, like, why don't you come in here and hang out? Like, you could crochet in here. You could color on your iPad in here. And I always say no, because I just don't want to. He doesn't have a TV in there. I don't want to hear him broing out. And I really, really don't like when I try to have a conversation with him and he hears none of it. And then he goes, what? Sorry, he's telling me where he's at. He's telling me that there's a guy behind me. And I'm like, I don't care. That's not real. I'm having a real conversation with you.
I want you to focus on me, man.
I want you to come back to North Liberty, Iowa, where we are right now. And listen to what I'm saying.
Not your stupid game.
I don't care where the guy's at.
Wherever stupid island in Call of Duty.
That's why I don't
no
sit
offense
in there.
If you actually play.
I mean, go off, but welcome to Earth. Hello. That's why I don't hang out with you. You can game by yourself.
Does your partner have really nice things to say about your cooking or really, really bad things to say about your cooking?
I feel like that might be a trick question.
Well, I know my cooking isn't that great. That's why I would say 90% of the time I make neighbor man cook.
Because
I'm not that great. However, last night he wanted me to cook because he had already cooked for lunch. So he's like, can you just do dinner? Which was going to be shrimp Alfredo.
Okay.
And first off, I always burn the shrimp.
Okay.
So I knew this wasn't going to be good, but I said, dang it, I'm going to do it anyway. So I did it. Shrimp came out great. I didn't burn it, so I did great on that one. However, the thing is, we don't agree on seasonings. I think he's kind of a little baby when it comes to seasonings. I'm a firm believer, it ain't seasoned unless you're sneezing. That's how I
okay.
That's how I live my life. That's for everything.
Mm-hmm.
He don't live that life. And so I like to season my food a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite seasoning is smoked paprika. I will find every excuse to put smoked paprika on everything.
I do love smoked paprika.
Oh my God, it just makes it taste so much better. It wasn't until after we get done eating and he's putting away the dishes that he goes, you must really like smoked paprika. And I go, I do.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I can tell because there was chunks of it in the dinner tonight.
So you didn't mix it?
I did.
That much that it was clumping?
Probably. I didn't notice clumps. I think he might have just been a little baby, in my personal opinion.
Okay.
Because I swear to God, there was no clumps in mine.
Well, you know, you're a little heavy-handed. But, that's okay.
Well, again, if you ain't sneezing, it ain't seasoned.
I get that. My boyfriend doesn't really like comment on it after the fact. I can't have him watch me season things, though.
Why? Because he complains?
He questions every single thing that I put on. If it's like thyme or parsley, he's like, what is that? What's that for? What does that taste like? Uh-huh. I'm like, well, you just trust me. Please, will you just trust me? And I really, really, really can't have him watch me add garlic to anything.
Why?
Here's the thing. I love garlic. Okay. I love a lot of garlic. And what I use is jarlic, okay?
I am lazy. I love me some jarlic.
As much as I would love to buy fresh garlic every week and chop it up, I'm lazy and I buy jarlic. What I know about jarlic, though, is that it's not as like potent as fresh garlic. So I use a lot. I go through jarlic like it's my job. Uh-huh. And if he watches me scoop all that garlic, jarlic, into whatever we're eating, he freaks out. He's like, babe, that's a lot of garlic. And I'm like, you don't understand that it's not gonna be that bad. And I like a lot of garlic.
Has he ever seen you just pour the juice in there? Because sometimes I like to just pour the juice. That would really freak him out.
That might be a little unhinged behavior.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.